Lecture 30, The Treaty of Versailles and the Failed Peace.
In January of 1919, the victorious Allies gathered at Versailles to draft a peace settlement to bring to a formal close this greatest of all human tragedies, this most enormous of all wars in human history. At the conference, there would be two major forces in contention. On the one hand, the determination on the part of the European powers, and particularly France, led at the conference by Clemenceau, to reestablish the basis of security, to punish the Germans, to inflict upon the Germans a severe enough punishment that Germany would no longer be able to threaten French security. And the United States, represented by its president, Woodrow Wilson, who arrived in Europe with great fanfare. Wilson had in January a year previous, issued the 14 points. It was Wilsonian rhetoric that had emphasized this was a war to end all wars, a war to make the world safe for democracy. And it was Wilson who arrived at the peace negotiations in Paris after a tour of Europe that was a great public relations success. He was seen as a savior by many, this enthusiastic, idealistic American come to rescue the old continent. But at the outcome of the Treaty of Versailles, many would come to believe that the Allies, the victorious Allies, in their negotiations, in the conflict between these two forces, the idealism of Wilson, the realpolitik, in a way, of the Europeans, and particularly the determination of the French to gain the basis of security, had in fact won the war but lost the peace. That, in fact, the origins of the Second World War are to be found in the failed peace of 1919. In this regard, those diplomats and statesmen who gathered at Versailles saw themselves in the tradition of the great Congress of Vienna that had brought to a close the Napoleonic era, the Napoleonic Wars. That Congress had produced a state system that had withstood basically 100 years without a major war. By contrast, the Treaty of Versailles would see barely 20 years of peace. In this lecture, we're going to turn our attention then to the Treaty of Versailles, the drafting of it, the responses to it, the objectives of the major powers as they gathered at Versailles, and the responses to it from the defeated Germans and the Soviets, who were also left out of the negotiations. France clearly had suffered, and suffered enormously under the German war machine, as had Belgium. And France was determined to have a treaty that would provide it with security from a revived Germany. No replay of this great catastrophe. There was hardly a family in France that had not lost a loved one in this great war. France would suffer the greatest per capita deaths of any of the major powers. It was determined to prevent a recurrence of German aggression. Britain, similarly, had gone from being a creditor nation in 1914 to a debtor nation as a result of the war. Lloyd George, the prime minister, conducted the so-called khaki elections before proceeding to Versailles. And in that election campaign, had argued that he was going to France to the negotiations, and he was going to, and I quote, squeeze the Germans until the pips squeak. The Germans were going to be made to pay for the great devastation brought about by the war. Italy, although suffering defeat after defeat between 1915 and 1918, Italy arrived, and Orlando arrived at the peace conference, technically as a victorious power, a victor state, and hoped to gain territory in the Adriatic or in Africa, or both.